Come on in. See some young people coming in. All right. So, man, where's the end of that line? They're still coming. All right. Good. Hey, as people are still coming in, let me just welcome you. I'm so glad you're here tonight. This is a special, they are still coming. Man, goodness. This is awesome. All right. Hey, this is a special night tonight as we are going to be ordaining three new deacons. And so I asked Kent if he would mind bringing the students in, and I wanted them to be able to experience this with us so they could see what it looks like for a man to surrender to the call of being a deacon and being ordained. And so we're going to talk about that this evening. It's going to be a time of really celebration and worship. And here in a moment, after we sing, I'm just going to kind of share a word about deacons. And one of the passages that's really important for deacons is here in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And I just want to begin by reading this. I want you to hear what it says, especially these three men down front with us tonight. But the Word of God says, deacons likewise should be worthy of respect, not hypocritical, not drinking a lot of wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. They must also be tested first. If they prove blameless, then they can serve as deacons. It goes on to say, wives likewise should be worthy of respect, not slanderers, self-controlled, faithful in everything. And so it talks about how deacons, as they serve God, they are in a great service in serving God. So we're thankful for your all's obedience tonight to be ordained. Thankful for a church that is raising up leaders that God is going to use for the furtherance of his kingdom. And so, man, it's a delight to see you tonight. If you're a guest with us, and I think we might have a few guests here tonight, we're delighted to have you. Maybe you're just here to support someone that's being ordained. We're glad that you were able to do that. And it's just a great night to be here, especially having missed Sunday morning. And so, man, it's a great crowd to be here tonight. And I want to share with you something for this coming Sunday. Regardless of what anything looks like on TV, your pastor will be here Sunday morning, okay? So you're welcome to come and join me. So if I have to walk through the snow, I will be here, and anybody else that can walk, you can join me, all right? So now you kind of know, hey, no matter what, this Sunday, we're going to be gathering. And so I want to, over time, help us as a church and help you as a congregation have an idea of what we will do when weather like that and stuff happens. And you can pretty much mark it down moving forward. 99.9% of the time we will be here, but I want you to know that there's no guilt, okay? And so if there is ice and there is snow and you know, like that crazy preacher, I will be here, okay? Now, if we're blizzard in, that might be another story, but that doesn't mean that, hey, well, I don't want anybody to get hurt coming. You just have to do what's going to be best for you. And so I just want to let you know, because they're already acting like another storm's coming. Anybody seen that? All right. So, but I'm learning that Rome's a lot like where I'm from, and they act like something's going to happen, then it does. It just doesn't. And I'm glad. Aren't you glad nothing happened? I know I am. And I'm thankful for everyone that has, you know, was a part of just looking out for our church and for you. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer, then we're going to sing together. Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, we thank you tonight for Carter and Felix and Andy, who you have called to this ministry, and we're excited to affirm them and ordain them into the deacon ministry. God, thank you for the gift of deacons, Lord, that serve you, that serve the church. They're such a blessing to us. They're servants. And Lord, we're so thankful. God, we just pray that tonight would, above everything else, that it would not be about us, but it'd be about you, Jesus. You be honored and glorified, and it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand as we sing.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Terry. You're talented. You can do it all. Play the piano, sing solos. Now we know where Andy gets it from, right? All right. Yes. Well, that is special to have you do that tonight. Well, I want to introduce to you these deacons we're going to be ordaining tonight, and then I want to share a word to us all, but especially to you all, about what it looks like and really means to be a deacon. But we got Andy and Jessica Mathis, and so Andy with his wife Jessica. We got Felix and Deidre White. Okay, I want to make sure I had Deidre right. Okay, I thought I did. So we have Felix and Deidre White, and so thankful for you guys. And then last but not least, now this guy right here, Carter, this is really cool. And really this is in two situations here. Both Carter and Andy both have men in their lives that are currently deacons here at Pleasant Valley South. And so Andy's dad, Tim, is a deacon and he's active. And then Carter has a dad who's a deacon that's active right now and a granddad. I mean, this is generations. And I tell you what, that is really cool because I just believe that's the way God wants it to be. I believe families should... that are able to go to church together and worship together and raise one another. And what a testament to this church that God has blessed that we have something like that. And Carter has a great sense of humor, and he gets that from his dad and granddad as well. And I just got to tell you this story because it's hilarious, and he doesn't mind. But Carter... I was talking to all the deacons about, hey, you're going to sit on the front row, you guys, and your spouse, your wife is going to sit on the front row. And I said, and so that's where they're going to be at. And after I said that a few times, Carter raised his hand. He said, where exactly is my wife going to be? I'm looking for her. And I'm going to stop right there. Okay, I bet you better stop right there. All right. All right, hey, all right, he's every John. All right, so we love all these families. You guys are blessed. We're a blessed church to have you here with us. But I do want to just take a moment and share with you out of Acts chapter 6. And in Acts chapter 6, we have the first deacons in the Bible. And we have the reason that we have deacons is because God have called deacons. There was a need for deacons to serve in the church. And so this need arose in the early church, and God led the apostles, said, here's what you're going to do. I've had this plan from the beginning. I want you to lay hands, ordain these men of a good reputation, of men of the Spirit of God who I am leading you to. And I want you to I'm calling them, I want you to use them in the work of the ministry of the church. And I want to share with you really what that looks like, because sometimes we get confused on who deacons are and what they're really supposed to be doing. And maybe you've seen it in other churches. And I want to just show you what the Bible tells us what a deacon is supposed to be, okay, and what they're supposed to do. And we're going to see it here in Acts chapter 6. It says, starting in verse 1, in those days, as the disciples were increasing in number, there arose a complaint by the Hellenistic Jews against the Hebraic Jews that their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution. And so you see there was a problem and some needs weren't being met. And so it says the 12 summoned the whole company of the disciples and said, it would not be right for us to give up preaching the word of God to wait on tables. And so they want us to recognize that there's this importance of the word of God, okay? That the word of God can never be neglected. Like in a church, a lot of things can, you know, come and go, and there can be programs that were here and they weren't here and all that, but the word of God has to be the top priority and it must always stay there. And so they're like, look, there's all these things happening, there's all these needs, but we just can't do it. Because the main thing that these apostles and disciples and pastors of these churches needed to do was focus on proclaiming and delivering the word of God to the people. Because that's what God is using to transform our lives. And so they said it would not be right for us to give up preaching the word of God to wait on tables. And that's actually where we get the word deacon, that where it says, and wait on tables. So you guys ready to be humbled tonight? A deacon is what the Bible calls a table waiter. Let me put it another way. That it's another way. It's a deacon is a servant. So in the first century, this table waiters or this servant within these homes would have been understood as the lowly of servants. And for men, that would have been a super undignified activity that they would have been, they would have not engaged in such low activity. It would have been, you know, just undignified. And yet God says, here's my answer to the needs that a church has, is I want to raise up men and give them this lofty, exalted calling, but this calling is to be a servant, to be a lowly servant, a table waiter in this home, in the house of God. And so that's that word diakonos, wait on tables, diakonos, that's where we get the word deacon. So a deacon's not a board that makes all the decisions, and a deacon's not a person who controls the church and the outcomes of the church. That's not what a deacon is. So a deacon is a servant. It's a servant. And so verse 3 says, brothers and sisters, select from among you seven men of good reputation. And so we see there's a standard. And we read that in 1 Timothy. We saw kind of that standard. There's a standard in this calling, a person of good reputation, a person who accusation's not going to come against, a person who walks with God, it says here, and it is full of the Spirit, that to have a relationship with God, to be saved and to have the Holy Spirit in your life, but then also, as the Bible says, to be full of the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to be continually filled with the Spirit as you yield to God and surrender. That's what a deacon is supposed to be, as a leader like that, a servant leader who's full of the Spirit of God and full of the Spirit of God, who has wisdom to be able to navigate the things that are happening in the lives of people that have needs, people that have hurts, being able to share those kind words and those good things that need to be shared, to be able to come along and support others within the church that have needs, be able to support their pastor. It says in verse 4, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. I'm going to skip on down. It names people that were called, and it says, and they took these men. Stephen was one of them, and they had them stand before the apostles in verse 6, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So here in a moment, these men are going to come. They're going to kneel here at the altar, and the ordained men in this church are going to come. And this is just what the Bible tells us to do. That's why we do this. You say, what is this? You see, it says that they called these seven men, and they knelt down, and these apostles and disciples, they came, and they laid their hands on them. And the laying on of hands is really just this symbol of hey, we're praying over, and we're praying for God's anointing on your life. So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to follow that biblical model. And then here's what it says in verse 7. It says, so after this, the word of God spread. The word of God spread. The disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly in number, and a large group of priests became obedient to the faith. Can I remind us again what we're here for? Every ministry, everything we do is about that. That the word of God would spread, that the gospel would spread, that people would be saved and come into a relationship with Jesus, their life would be transformed, their families would be changed, communities would be changed. That's a work that God does. And he says, listen, if you will just be obedient to me, do things my way, I'll take care of the rest. And so we see the early church just exploding because they were just walking by faith, just doing what God said. And so it was kind of silly. They called these men to be servants, but God said, you know what? I'm going to use that in my church to spread my gospel and to make an impact. I want to just close with just giving you a few things to remember as deacons. Some of the high points that I believe we can take from this text and just remind us of what it looks like to be a servant as a deacon and what that role looks like. I would say, number one, that deacons in a church, they come alongside their pastor to support their pastor. And in the work of the ministry, pastors are trying to focus on preparing and studying and praying for the needs of the church and the people. And there's more ministry to do than anybody can ever do. And a pastor knows that they must be focused on studying the word and delivering the word of God. But yet in all of that, pastors are attacked. They're attacked from the outside. Right? I mean, people from the outside will try to attack pastors. And a pastor's best friend is a deacon who's got his back. You say, I'm not going to mess with that pastor. You seen his deacons? But you know what's worse than being attacked from the outside? It's being attacked from the inside. And unfortunately, we've seen that in churches where pastors are attacked from within. And once again, that's where a deacon, good deacons, they don't even let their pastor know that there's anything wrong. Good deacons help their pastor in protecting them, and they stop things from starting, and they make sure that the church is protected and their pastor is protected. But not only do they support the pastor in that way, and that's obviously a huge blessing for a pastor, but I'm here to tell you, just like we saw here, I believe that not only does it bless a pastor, but it will bless the church. God will use it to bless the church. But so not only protecting a pastor, but also serving by protecting the unity of the church. The church needs to be unified. Church needs to be in one accord. And so deacons help maintain and protect that unity by being the watchmen that stop things, help things. But then finally, in serving, right? In serving. Seeing the needs of people within the church and even needs outside of the church and saying, we're going to meet those needs. We're going to go help those widows. We're going to help that family. We're going to help that orphan. We're going to care for that. We're going to make sure that we are a compassionate church. We're going to make sure that we're given everything we can to help people, because Jesus has come to help people and to save people. So a deacon is entering into that service of, hey, it's not about me. It's not about us. But I'm going to be that table waiter, that servant who says, I just want to do whatever I can do to help somebody. And that's what they said. They said, people are being neglected. Needs aren't being met. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to call some men. And we're going to give them what seems like this lowly role, and it is. But I believe, as Jesus says, the first will be last, and the last will be first. Those who take this pride in themselves, they will be humbled. And those that humble themselves, they will be exalted. And I just believe, as we think about being servants, that Jesus says, you just be a servant and trust what he will do in your life and what he's going to do in glory. So I hope that encourages you tonight. I hope that gives you a little insight into what God is calling you to. And I'm going to ask you three guys to come and kneel here at the altar. And they'll just, find a place here. And I'm going to ask our ordained men, why don't we start down here, make a line this way, and just come single file. So you'll start here with Andy and make your way this way, okay? After you pray over these men, Jessica and Deidre is right here. You're welcome to come and say a kind word to them or pray over them. And I don't want to limit you tonight. We got a lot of ordained men in here, okay? And these youth want to go. So I'm just going to encourage you, don't pray as long as I preach, okay? All right. And I'm going to pray over these guys, and then you guys come on. God, we thank you for these men. Lord, we just pray for an anointing on their lives. We ask you, God, that you would bless them and use them to be servants here in this church. Thank you for this high calling they've been called to. Thank you for Jessica and Deidre as well. We just ask, Lord, you would bless these families, bless these men. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.